We've all heard the statistics. Metro Milwaukee is the most racially segregated metropolitan area in the country. According to the census figures, 90% of African American households here live in the city of Milwaukee, not the suburbs. That's a much higher percentage than in virtually anywhere else in the country. When it comes to Black Milwaukeeans living where they do, WUWM's LaToya Dennis discovered that a few do move out, others can't, and some want to live here.
So here's a statistic that also sets Milwaukee apart, besides it being the most segregated metro area in the country. UW Milwaukee researcher Mark Levine says it has to do with affluent African Americans living in neighborhoods saturated with poverty.
You have Black households with incomes of $100,000 a year and up, or $200,000 a year and up, living in neighborhoods in which the overall poverty rate is 40%.
Now that Levine has painted the picture, meet Clifton Phelps.
So I'm one of the partners of JCP Construction and also Equity Supply Group, which is a supply company. We are three brothers that started a construction company probably around 8 years ago.
Phelps and his brothers have their hands in a number of major commercial projects now taking shape in Milwaukee.
Northwestern Mutual, the Bucks Arena, Peach Fruit Market, and now Bader Foundation's headquarters.
Phelps grew up on 2nd and Locust. He went away to college but came back after graduation and settled on Milwaukee's east side.
Well, I like diverse. I came from the DB side and I love the way the block worked, right? Where there were Halloween, neighbors knew each other, everyone was on the same page.
So when Phelps and his wife were looking to purchase a home 5 years ago, he wanted a family-friendly community for their kids. They have four. Phelps says he's found that culture on Milwaukee's north side. The couple bought a 5-bedroom brick bungalow on a tree-lined street in the diverse Sherman Park neighborhood. Yet Phelps admits the surrounding areas have their problems. For example, the unrest last summer happened just a couple of blocks away.
So like the riots happen, you're like, oh, should we move? And then, you know, like 2 weeks go past and nerves kind of die down. You're like, you're okay. There was a shootout on this block from people that weren't even from this block. Some car saw another car they didn't like, and it was a big shootout 2 years ago. Everything was taped off. And my wife was panicked. I was panicked. And then like 2 weeks later, I didn't see any for sale signs. And I was like, okay, we're good.
Phelps says that while it may sound bad, the reality is that people get used to crime. As for why he and his wife stay,
I think it's the good thing to do to stay in the city of Milwaukee so that you're not moving out and not caring about what's going on in the city. If you work and you're part of the community, you want to be part of the community.
While Phelps and his wife have decided to live in Milwaukee, 33-year-old Unika Bailey has moved out with her three kids. Bailey is a medical assistant and says she wasn't looking to leave. She had spent her entire life on Milwaukee's north and northwest sides. But she had trouble securing a place to rent because of a previous eviction. So Bailey was thankful when her cousin told her about an apartment in the city of Waukesha.
She talked to the landlord about getting me an apartment here. She already lived here, talked to the landlord, and it was like an easy move in, so like I didn't have to go through like obstacles and hurdles just to get in here.
Bailey pays $650 a month for a 2-bedroom apartment. She says a lot of the tenants in her complex are people of color, but that's not the same outside.
Driving around Waukesha, I don't really see too many other like people of color, should I say.
And Bailey says she doesn't always feel comfortable.
When I shop out here or something like that, like Walmart or something like that, like if we're walking down the aisle the same way, they expect me to move instead of them moving to the side, things like that. So that's the only time it bothers me. Otherwise, they stay out my way and I stay out there. So
still, Bailey plans to stay. She says she likes her neighborhood because it's quiet and she feels safe. While the city of Waukesha offers affordable housing, other more affluent parts of Waukesha County are a different story. Corey Schneider-Perigini works for the Metropolitan Milwaukee Fair Housing Council. She says there's a long-held theory about people who fled Milwaukee decades ago.
Communities that were sort of the recipients from white flight back in the 50s, 60s, 70s, have more opposition to any potential diversity or affordable housing coming into their communities.
The Fair Housing Council recently settled a discrimination complaint against Waukesha County after alleging that it is not providing enough affordable housing, thus locking out minorities. Snyder Perugini says she knows through experience that
a lot of things get said behind closed doors in some of those community meetings, and so you know that there's racism or classism or some sort of ism, some sort of nefarious thing going on. But once you get into those public meetings, that language is gone. They come up with a valid reason for it when the underlying cause is actually something much uglier.
Lending institutions have also limited where Black people live in Metro Milwaukee, according to realtor Damian Thompson.
I've noticed people who have very similar income and very similar credit scores are not approved for the same amount of money and are not approved with the same interest rates.
Thompson says smaller loans mean you may not be able to purchase in certain areas, while higher interest rates mean you'd have to pay more. And he says the consequences of confining Black families to lower income neighborhoods can be long term.
You go to a place where your property values are going to continue to escalate, and I go to a place where my property values, if something bad happens, they're cut in half. Now, 20 years later, when my small children are college age, I can't take equity out of the house and send them to school.
That's the problem with segregation, David Pate says. It creates winners and losers. Yet the UW-Milwaukee researcher says he understands why many Black people remain in segregated, less than ideal neighborhoods, lacking resources.
You need to have a space that makes you feel like, okay, I feel like I'm at home and I don't have to do anything that's going to make me uncomfortable.
Clifton Phelps seems content in his Sherman Park neighborhood, yet admits he and his neighbors are concerned about renters.
That house right there just got sold. We could not wait to figure out who the owner was, because we wanted to know, is this house for sale, because we would buy it for them to put a family. As a matter of fact, we were talking with some neighbors over here to see if we can bundle up the money for the house, for that house over there, just so we can sell it to someone that we knew.
Phelps says the goal is to maintain the neighborhood's positive dynamic and its property values. Latoya Dennis, 89.7 WUWM.